You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Jen Armstrong, the CEO at Solid Roots, a family-run business that creates unique products, content, and experiences to bring you closer to your people. Jen, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And Jen, you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. So I'd be curious and love to get your input here. How does one turn an idea into a product? How does that happen?
Well, I want to make this as practical as possible because for years, I would come up with all kinds of ideas and I would never execute on them because I just didn't know how, you know? And then sooner or later, of course, you turn on the TV and there's this thing that, you know, you thought of 5 years earlier, but someone else has gone and executed on it and you know that you've missed out. But in the last couple of years, my husband and I finally took the steps. We had had an idea. Our family is really big into games. We play games all the time. And our favorite game we play every year is Dirty Santa, which is sort of a version of White Elephant. It's a Christmas gift exchange game. And we thought, why doesn't someone make this easier? You know, there should be a party kit that helps you organize this. But we didn't know how to make it happen. And 3 years ago, we finally took the steps to turn that into a product and take it into the retail sector and sell it in big box retail spaces. And so we're really passionate now about helping other people to take their ideas and turn them into products, to turn them into a tangible product. And so the first thing that you need to do, and this is something people probably already know, but you have to have a prototype. So how do you make a prototype? Well, for us, because our product was pretty simple, I was able to just go to a local craft store, right, and just buy up, like, well, how can I piece this together and make my little pieces and make this, you know, the instructions and whatever it was that I needed. And so I could just go to a craft store and do that. But maybe your idea is something more complicated or needs to be made out of metal or you need to mold it. You can simply type, like, how do I make a prototype? And all these companies will come up and you'd be so surprised. Probably in your own city that you live in, there's a place that can help you to prototype your idea. So even if it's just a drawing on a napkin, you can call these people up and say, here's my idea, and they will walk you through the steps of creating that first raw, rough prototype. And then you have something that you can hold in your hands, even if it's really rough. Then the next step is to contact a manufacturer. And this sounds overwhelming, but it is not. You literally can go on Google and say, who manufactures, in my case, it was board games. Boom. All of these manufacturers pop up, and I can just start going down the line and calling them. So whatever it is that you've created, Google, how do you manufacture? Who manufactures XYZ, this whatever thing that you've made? A whole list of manufacturers will come up, and all you have to do is make the phone call and be super honest. This is my first time. I have a really rough prototype. I have a drawing on a napkin. And they will ask you questions, and they will get you moving through the process. And for between $200 and $1,000 and maybe 3 weeks' time, you can have a physical product of your idea in your hands. And from experience, when you are holding something in your hands that previously only existed in your head, that is enough momentum to keep you moving further down the process.
Yeah, I bet so. And creating that visual picture of the process certainly can get anyone jazzed about right now. How do you turn a product into a business? Talk about that.
Right. And so this is the next part where I think people get stuck. So you have this product, and I'm guessing that your goal would be then to sell it. But you can't just walk up to a buyer with a product in your hand and think that they're going to want to buy it from you just because it's a good idea. They're going to want to be very interested in your company and what kind of infrastructure you have. So talking to people specifically that they have a product that they think would do well in retail, there are a few things that you need to put in place, and you can put all of these things into place without spending a dime. The first starts with your manufacturer. You need to make sure that you are connected to a manufacturer that has a great reputation. You need to know how long they've been in business. What kind of volume are they able to handle? Do they have a reputation for quality? Line that up. Second, where is this product going to be shipped? You're going to have it made at the manufacturer, and then they're going to need to ship it. Is it going to go to you and you're going to do fulfillment? Chances are, if you have a really great product for retail, you need a warehouse. So this is called third-party logistics, 3PL. Google 3PL companies, and a whole bunch of warehouse companies will come up who you can call. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them what you're working on. Again, you don't spend a dime. You just connect with them and set up a relationship with them. You're going to want to make sure that they are familiar with shipping to the kinds of stores that you want to be in. So for us, we're working with the people that created the game Cards Against Humanity. They have a warehouse and a 3PL, and they're very familiar in working with buyers who buy snarky, sarcastic games. So that's why, you know, we chose them. So you have put that into place, your warehouse and your fulfillment. The third thing you need to do, if you want to go into big retail, is you need to have something called EDI capability. And all this is a special kind of software that retailers use to place orders with you and to receive invoices from you. So Google EDI companies, call one of them, tell them what you're doing, and set up a relationship. Again, it doesn't cost anything to do that. The fourth thing you need to do is make sure you have a plan on how you're going to market your product. Do you have a reputable PR person? Are you working with any popular influencers on Instagram or Facebook? Do you have a social media strategy? The buyer is going to want to know, if they put your product in their store, how are you going to help drive people to buy it from them? And then lastly, you just need to have a plan for how you're going to support your consumer. If they have an issue, how are you going to offer customer service? Do you have the proper kind of liability insurance? And so those five things, we spent an entire year in our company's life just building the back end part of our company, and it has made us so valuable to retail stores. So when we go in and talk to them, we can say, hey, look, we have a great product. It has mass appeal. People already know what it is. It's well designed and packaged, but we have the ability to fulfill large orders. We can deliver to you on time. We have a great distribution chain. In fact, it's a company that's already familiar with delivering to you. We have a really fun national PR campaign we're running alongside our social media efforts. We are insured, and we are EDI capable. Boom. And you then are the full package to the retailer that you want to sell to, and you have put all of those pieces in place, but you haven't had to spend a dime to do that, but you become incredibly valuable at that point to a retailer because you are ready to go and you have all the things that they need.
Super information, Jen. Really good stuff here. Now, taking this even further, how do you get your product into retail stores?
Yeah, so I think that is the misconception, that it's really hard. If you really do have a great product, if you've built that infrastructure, then you're next asking yourself, who do I even talk to? How do you call Walmart? How do you, just call up the local Barnes & Noble and say, hey, whatever. There's three places three entry points, I'll say, to a retailer. The first one is trade shows. Again, I'm going to be a broken record on Google here because I have literally Googled how to do every single thing I've had to do in my company. But you just Google trade shows and find out, like, what trade shows are displaying the types of product that you have. At a trade show, you can meet hundreds of buyers in just a couple of days. So that's an extremely valuable place for you to be with your product. The second place is even easier than that, and it's on LinkedIn. If you would subscribe to, like, the LinkedIn premium package, even for just 30 days or 60 days, you can go in and set Google the store you want to be in. You know, I want to be in Kohl's. Kohl's comes up, and then you can go through the list of their employees and see what their titles are and find out who is buying the product in your category. LinkedIn has given us multiple connections with buyers. And then the third place, and one people may not know about, is they're called manufacturer reps. A manufacturer rep is sort of the middleman between products and buyers. So their job is to go out and find great products and then maintain relationships with buyers at different stores. And they are sort of the liaison between you and your product and a specific buyer. So I'll use Target for an example. We use a manufacturer rep with Target, and we only communicate with our rep, and they are constantly plugging our product to the target buyers. A manufacturer rep does not get paid until you get an order, and typically it will cost you between 3% and 5% of your wholesale price, which is really not that big of a deal, especially if they can get you good volume. So trade shows, LinkedIn, and manufacturer reps, that's your ticket to retail buyers.
And certainly you've made it happen, and I really appreciate all these details so far today. We're joined by Jen Armstrong, the CEO at Solid Roots, a family-run business that creates unique products, content, and experiences to bring you closer to your people here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jen, what resources are there to help someone create and start their business?
There are endless resources, and I just think you just need to be looking for them. So obviously the one I have said over and over is Google. I have Googled everything that I have learned how to do in my business. I start with Googling, how do I do this? How do I do this? The internet is obviously an extraordinary reference point for all of us. Your local library, a lot of people don't really think about that. They might think it's sort of old school, but for instance, ours, our library has a 3D printer that if you just take this short, you know, half hour class, you have access to use that for free. And that could be used to create a prototype in and of itself. There are, of course, tons of local incubator programs, co-working facilities. The SBA or the SBDC, make them talk to you, have questions ready for them. LinkedIn, I mentioned, is a great resource. There's Facebook groups. If you'll, you know, just type in the search bar what industry you're in, you can find support groups for that. Podcasts like this one are great. I just think that if you're actively looking for resources, you will find them for sure.
Most definitely. And lastly, what are the unique challenges or advantages of running a company as a woman?
Well, I've definitely experienced not being taken as seriously, I think, because of being a woman. But I don't think that happens too often. And thankfully, I have a strong enough personality to stand up for myself when I need to, or just choose to not subject myself to those types of people. But I think the struggle I have is really more tied to being a mom while running a business. I have two kids, 13 and 10, and I've homeschooled them for 3 years, basically the entire time we've been building our company. And I think that just as a woman, especially as a mom, I struggle with being able to compartmentalize. So while my husband, who is a great dad and super helpful, very engaged, but he gets to go to work and focus 100% on what he needs to do for like 8 straight hours. And I'm home working, but also constantly thinking in the background, are the kids hungry? What do they need to be doing? Are they upset? What are they struggling with? Who needs a Halloween costume? What are we going to get them for Christmas? Is the laundry done? And on and on and on and on and on. And so especially since I'm the one that stays home with them, if someone needs to be somewhere, I have to figure out how to get them there. So I'm the one that has to compromise my own focus and deadlines. And that's hard. I mean, I think being a mom is hard even if you aren't building a company simultaneously. But my advice for women in that situation is, first, mentally, you just need to own it. It is what it is. If you were being honest, you wouldn't trade it for anything else. So you have to own it and make it an empowering thing and not an overwhelming thing. It really is just that reframing of it and letting the experience of doing both simultaneously empower you. And when you do get overwhelmed, you know, ask for help. But I see it as a tension that needs to be managed but not solved. So it's not either or. When I'm being a mom, I feel guilty for not working. When I'm working, I feel guilty for not engaging with the kids. But someone told me years ago, you know, God knew what my life and responsibilities were going to look like, and he gave me kids who are designed and equipped to be my kids, and I have to trust that I'm being the best mom for them. So I just try to include them in my business as much as possible. That way they're learning valuable marketplace skills and also getting to share in our family's success and failures. So yeah, it's challenging. I do think it's, you know, I'm sure there are things that my husband would say are much harder, you know, from a man's perspective, but from a woman's perspective, yeah, that brain share thing is real, and nothing will ever have 100% of my focus as long as I have kids. So yeah, just manage it well and let it empower you and try to, you know, send dad and kids out for pizza at least once a week so you can have some time. But yeah.
Well, Jen, it's really been great to have had you with us. So much we can learn from the information shared here today, and also quite inspiring. Life is certainly life, and it sounds like you're doing very well with it all and your responsibilities of being a wife, mother, and a business owner. And here, we all here at EPN wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Where can listeners learn more about Solid Roots online?
Yeah, you can go to www.solidroots.com, and our gift exchange games are super fun, and they are on our website now, and they're also on Amazon and Walmart.com, so they can go check those out there. And you can just follow us on social media at Make Solid Roots. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Jen, it's been awesome to have had you with us. Continued success, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update in the future. Love to have you back right here on EPN. Thanks so much.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
And it's been more than our pleasure. We've been speaking with Jen Armstrong, the CEO at Solid Roots, a family-run business that creates unique products, content, and experiences to bring you closer to your people. And for further details, simply visit solidroots.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.